the Shocker starter today for Wichita State. On the mound, Clark Candiotti, the righty. He is 0-2 with a 6.08 ERA. He is making his fourth start of the year, 13 and a third innings of work. He has allowed 20 hits, 11 runs, 9 of them earned, with 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting .357 against him. So Clark Candiotti going to try to get the Shockers off to a good start today, the 6'5 junior out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Shockers today are going to be in their home white uniforms with the familiar yellow panel on the black hats with the flying W in black. Shockers arched across the chest in black. The numbers in front and in back in black, trimmed in gold. Looks like everybody's wearing white shoes today, at least in the starting lineup, and looks like it is black stirrups. A couple of guys are wearing black socks, but for the rest, black stirrups with white socks underneath. Meanwhile, Stetson in their road green uniforms with the Stetson S on the cap. Helmets are the same. Green numbers trimmed in white. And the leadoff hatter making his way to the plate. It is Cameron Hill, the center fielder. Hill on the season hitting .262, making his 12th start for Stetson. And the pleasantries are exchanged at home plate. Our umpires today, Mark Hutchinson, the home plate umpire. At first base, Lance Vaughn. And at third base, Ryan Carl for this three-man crew. And the pitch. And we are underway, and it is outside. First pitch at 3:02 today. Weather is absolutely gorgeous. Welcome those of you listening online at goshockers.com/listen. Swing and a miss on a fastball. One ball and one strike to Cameron Hill. There was a lot of talk that there was going to be precipitation this week, and it didn't get much of that. Pitch is downstairs, and it bounced away. Brings us to a two-ball, one-strike count. Not much history in this series between these two teams. Shockers lead the series 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is outside and a little high. The 3-1 offering. Foul out of play. Strike two. Teams met in 2006. Shockers beat the Hatters 8-3 at the Coca-Cola Classic. Had wins over Southern Miss and South Alabama that year. Shockers last played the Hatters as part of a doubleheader. 2 games with Stetson sandwiched between 2 games with FIU. Fouled back by Hill. Count remains full at 3-2. Shockers split that 2-game set with Stetson. Teams didn't play last year. Candiotti from the wine. Into center field. Going to be a bit of a run here for McDonald. Back into the gap, and he lost it in the sun. One hop, and it's picked up immediately by Stroh. That holds Hill to second base. We'll see the scoring, but certainly on a cloudy day or a day where the sun is not in that precise angle, a ball that likely is caught. It brings to the plate Andrew Estrella, but the leadoff hatter is aboard and in scoring position. And so far, no decision made yet on whether that is a hit or an error. Couldn't tell whether or not McDonald actually got his glove on the ball. But here is Estrella. Fouled off. Strike one. They have scored an error on McDonald. So not how the Shockers wanted to get started in the field defensively today. Estrella, third best hitter on the team, hitting .309, making his 15th start in all 15 games. Check swing. It's a called strike. So Candiotti comes right back and quickly gets ahead, 0-2 on Estrella. First pitch at 3:02 today. Our temperature 47 degrees. A little cooler than they were expecting earlier in the week. 0-2 misses low. 1-2. Estrella leads the team with 17 hits, leads the team with 7 doubles. Best slugging percentage for the Hatters at 709, and he's got 5 home runs on the year. Not much wind to navigate today. 1-2. Another check swing. Ball is called low. 2-2, and Mauricio Milan, the home half of the starting battery for the Shockers, waved his glove out there as if to say, hey, that's okay. We weren't trying to throw that one for a strike. Better job by Estrella to lay off of it. The 2-2. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Okay, Estrella may have thought that it was up. But the first strikeout victim to Candiotti today, and there's one away with a runner on second. Brings up David Bermudez, a 256 hitter for the Hatters. 11 for 43 coming into today. Tied with 2 other teammates with 3 doubles, 3rd on the team. The pitch cracks into the glove of Milan, and it's called a ball. The leadoff hatter, Cameron Hill, getting on a fly ball to left center field. A pretty long run for the center fielder, Kite McDonald, for Wichita State, and he lost it in the sun. Charged with an error. Runner takes off. Pitch is a strike. Throw down to third on the wrong side of the bag. It's a stolen base for Cameron Hill. Milan did a nice job. That pitch was outside on the corner. Called a strike. So he had to come all the way back across, and it was on the foul side of the bag. Little did a good job getting a pretty decent tag on him, but it's a steal for Hill. Another strike pumped into the zone by Candiotti. 1-2. No score here, top of the first, just underway in Wichita. But the Hatters have the leadoff man on third base. For Hill, that's his 7th steal of the year. He's only been caught once. This is a Stetson team that will run. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Candiotti goes to the off speed. Bermudez tried to shovel it out, couldn't come up with it. Back-to-back strikeouts now for the Shocker starter. So now it's up to Landon Moran for the Hatters to get something out of this for Stetson here in this first inning. Moran leads the team, 389 on the season. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Moran, 2nd on the team in runs, 2nd in hits, 3rd in slugging percentage, very patient hitter. The home plate umpire looking into the first base dugout occupied by the Hatters today. And I think maybe there was a door. There's a door that's adjacent to the front row on the lower bowl in the blue chair backs that was not quite closed. I think he just noticed that. So they get that closed and we're ready to continue. The 0-1 pitch downstairs. 1-1. Hatters with the leadoff man on third base without a hit. Trying to plate the game's first run. Candiotti sets at the chest. Shocker is paying no mind to the runner on third. Pitches outside. Two balls and 1 strike. Clark Candiotti was the game 1 starter against Oakland. Took the loss in that game. That one outside and just a little bit low. Milan really flared his glove trying to bring that one up. Did not get the call. Candiotti, a transfer out of Grayson County Community College. 3-1 pitch. Line drive, left field, tailing in the corner. It's foul. And into the Shocker hitting area just past the bullpen. So Candiotti here with a chance to get the Hatters in order. Probably should be out of the inning. After the leadoff hitter hit a fly ball to center field that was dropped by Kite McDonald. 3-2 pitch. Call the ball just low. And Landon Moran really tried to sell that. He was tossing his equipment as soon as the ball hit the back of the mitt of Milan. So after back-to-back strikeouts, a walk with two outs by Moran. Now runners on the corners for Stetson. That brings up Johan Desereau, a .289 hitter, making his 11th start of the season. The pitch outside. Candiotti's had trouble getting ahead of hitters in this game. He's alternated first pitch, ball, and strike through the first five Hatters he's faced. Trying to emerge unscathed here from this first inning. They throw to first, but not the A-plus move there of Candiotti. Desereau with four extra base hits on the year out of his 11. Two doubles, two homers. The 1-0 pitch. Runner on first takes off. Swing and a miss. Runner was not going. Got about a third of the way and then pulled up. It's a swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, one strike to Desereau. Catcher Milan came up quickly. Probably a good idea not to throw back to first there, but the pitcher Candiotti will have a look and back head first safely is Moran. Stetson trying to start the game with a run here in the top of the first. On the corners with two outs. Another throw to first. And back again safely is Moran. Stetson has a lot of guys they will put in motion. Moran, one of them. Two for two on stolen base attempts this season. Deke just before this pitch, off speed and swinging through it is Desereau. Comes up empty-handed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. So again, Candiotti, for the second time in this inning, has a chance to get off the hook here and keep Stetson off the scoreboard. This time, Candiotti's ahead in the count. 1-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Candiotti strikes out three Hatters in the first inning. And Stetson wastes the leadoff error by Wichita State. We go to the bottom of the first. Stetson 0. Shockers coming up. You're listening to Shocker Baseball. Well, Clark Candiotti, the Shocker starter, wiggles off of the hook. A big-time jam in the first after a leadoff error. Got Cameron Hill on to second base. He stole third, but then Candiotti ends the inning. Strikeout, strikeout. He walked Moran, and then a big strikeout of Johan Desereau. So three Ks in the first inning for Clark Candiotti as Wichita State keeps Stetson off the scoreboard as we go to the bottom of the first. And this is going to be the best starter, I'm guessing. Don't know what the other guys will have ready for this week, but Austin Amaral has been terrific for the Hatters. 2-1 with a 1.65 ERA. That's best among the Hatter starters. Making his fourth start of the season, he's got one complete game, 16 and a third innings of work. Does have a penchant to walk guys every once in a while. He's got eight walks in those 16 innings, but also 26 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting just 113 against him. Here's the first pitch from the righty to the lefty, Brock Rodden, and it's outside for ball one. Brock Rodden hitting 313, and he fouls this one away. One ball, one strike. Rodden, team leader in runs with 14 on the season, third in hits with 15. Tapped foul toward the first base dugout, strike two. One ball, two strikes. The Shocker team hits a ton of doubles. He is one of the six Shockers with three doubles on the season, all tied for a second behind Mauricio Milan's five. So this Shocker team gets a lot of extra base hits. That one is lifted to center field. Should be easily in play for Hill. He is shielding his eyes from the sun, and he makes the catch in center field for out number one. Mostly cloudy skies today here in Wichita. Sun certainly breaking through, and the clouds off in the direction that we're looking here at X Stadium off to the north and east of Wichita. A lot of blue sky. Certainly not like yesterday for the Shocker softball game, which was almost completely overcast, as David Herring steps in for the Shockers. The pitch, fastball called for a strike. David Herring hitting 326 on the season. 14 for 43. The 0-1 misses just outside. Bottom of the first, no score. With nobody on for Wichita State, one out for the Shockers. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Herring a little bit tardy as Austin Amaral, he works very quickly. From the windup, 1-2 pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit. The Shockers with the first hit of the ball game as David Herring gets the first Shocker aboard with a single to left field. That'll bring up Garrett Pennington. Pennington second on the team in average, hitting 382. His 13th start of the season. One of three Shockers to play and start in every game for Wichita State. His teammate Peyton Toley is the last one, along with Brock Rodden. The pitch. Fly ball to right field. Hilton drifting forward. Now speeds up a little bit. One hatter lost a hat. It was the second baseman, Desereau. Hilton calls him off and makes the catch in shallow right field for the second out. So Pennington, a 382 hitter, but he's 0 for 1, and that'll bring up Peyton Toley, Shocker's best hitter, 385 on the season. He's also got the Shocker's best ERA, and we expect to see him. I believe they've got him penciled in as the game two starter, if my memory serves me correctly. First pitch to the lefty, Toley. Swing and a miss, strike one. Toley second on the team in hits, second in doubles, third in RBIs, two home runs on the season. He's slugging 558. Herring not much of a lead at first base for Wichita State. Swing and a miss, strike two. Again, Toley trying to catch up with that high fastball from Amaral. Shockers with a one-out hit this inning from David Herring. No score, bottom of the first with two outs. And Herring still on first base. 0-2 pitch. Three pitches, three swings. That one was off speed. And the first strikeout of the game for Austin Amaral. One inning in the books. No score here at X Stadium. You're listening to Shocker Baseball.